We're chatting today to Saskia Brown, who is the marketing representative for Penhill Farm. And we all know that we simply love a farm experience. The Penhill Farm is nestled in the picturesque Noy Valley between Worcester and Robertson and is a beautiful, scenic 90-minute drive from Cape Town. And therein lies the elegant country retreat of Penhill Farm. It's got traditional whitewashed walls, thatched roof buildings, and is nestled in the bottom of the majestic Langeberg mountain range, South Africa's longest mountain range, on 3,000 acres of private land. From here, one can see exceptional views stretch across the Breeder Valley to the Franschhoek Mountains and beyond. Penhill was originally built 300 years ago on the route Stellenbosch, Swellendam, and Graaf Reinet, and is in the center of the Cape's wine-producing region. We're chatting this afternoon with Saskia Brown, who has in her portfolio of clients the Penhill Farm. Saskia owns Lifetree, which is a marketing company focused on the hospitality sector. Saskia, welcome to Jet Setting with Janet. We're looking forward to chatting to you, but tell us about Lifetree first.
Hi, Janet. Thank you so much for inviting us and for inviting Penhill. We're very excited to be part of this. So Lifetree is a boutique marketing agency. We're based in Cape Town and we specialize in the luxury hospitality sector. And the beautiful Penhill Farm in the Western Cape is one of our clients.
Wonderful. What a nice spot to have on your books.
Yes, it is. It really is a very special place.
So we know that Penhill has a 300-year legacy, but we want you to take us on this virtual tour and tell us all about the estate and what the offerings are. We want to hear what it's all about.
Great. So, yes, there's a lot of history on the farm in the area itself. As you mentioned, the farm Penhill dates back more than 300 years. And at one point, it was actually the furthest outpost in the Cape of the Dutch East Indies Company on their route to Swellendam. And back then, it was owned by a Dutch family. And over the years, it has been bought and sold and is currently owned by another Dutch family that bought the farm in 2001. And it's situated in the Noy Valley between the areas of Worcester and Robertson, kind of at the foot of the Langeberg Mountains in the Western Cape. It's a
Sounds very
really
scenic and
beautiful.
idyllic.
It is. It really is. It's a very interesting area because it's part karoo setting, part winelands, and so the topography is very different, very scenic. It's very diverse. On the farm itself, they've got about 18,000 different plant species that you can find there. But then it's also a working wine farm. So they grow their own grapes, they make their own wine. And then they've got a variety of fruits that they also grow on the farm. And the farm size is 700 hectares. So it's a nice big size with only, can seat only 24 guests. So there's a huge amount of space to explore.
Wonderful. And I believe it's quite a popular wedding venue.
It is very popular with the South African market. I think probably because of the variety of locations that you can have on the farm. So they've got the most beautiful gardens, green lawns, beautiful English country garden set up, and then just a little bit further out, you've got the typical karoo scene. So it's quite varied for photography, and then obviously the history behind it, the historical buildings. Yeah, just it really lends itself to quite a diversity of photography. When you book the farm, you book it exclusively. So you've got access to everything, all the accommodation, all the facilities, which I think is also a really great option. You know, you don't have other people intruding on your private function.
Absolutely. It sounds wonderful. So I think from what I heard, there's a huge number of activities. Like it's a very rich biodiversity area. There's canoeing and swimming. What are the other things that we can do there besides get married? We can only do that once, maybe twice, right?
Well, some people would say more, but yes, ideally once.
I'm an
So yes,
optimist, Saskia.
So there is a lot to do. There's a lot to do on the farm itself. As I mentioned, it is quite a big farm. So yes, there are a couple of dams on the farm, and one of the dams, they've got some paddle boats, so you can go out and paddle, you can swim in the boats. The farm itself has got six mountain bikes that guests are welcome to use, and there are a number of trails on the farm that you can go out and do biking on. You can also play petanque, which is a form of bowls, so quite a fun game, especially for a family or group of friends to play. There are tennis courts as well, and then it's a paradise for birders. There are over 47 species of birds that have been spotted, and then also some wildlife. We've got some camera traps out on the farm, and we've actually had some leopard sightings out on the mountains. And then obviously being in the Winelands area between Worcester and Robertson, there are so many wine farms, probably over 300 in those vicinities that guests can explore. And then other activities like horse riding, trails running, helicopter flips, basically you name it, you'll be able to find it.
So one could do a destination wedding and then honeymoon, and then if you're bringing guests from overseas, they can really experience the region with all of these offerings on the farm, Saskia. That's quite interesting. And I think that you could have a captive audience on your site for a while, certainly a good couple of days.
Yes, definitely. That's really what we like to do, because the farm, we've only got accommodation for 24 guests, and the farm is large. So we try and tailor it as much as possible. And if you do have a wedding there or a private function and you've got the whole farm to yourself, there is so much you can do, and there's so much space. So people can do their own thing. There are lots of spaces where they can come together, have meals together, celebrate, and then also just go out on their own. All of our accommodation units, the cottages and the manor house, have got their own private plunge pool, and then some have also got hot tubs. And each one's got a private garden, so there's lots of space to be by yourself if that's what you're looking for, to get out and explore, to get out into the area, or otherwise together and celebrate.
And be social for sure.
And social. And we've got a restaurant on property as well, and a fantastic chef. And the menu style is very much farm to table. So menus are done daily, and we try and mix it up based on what's in season, local produce, that kind of thing. So it's very festive, very, very jovial.
So, Saskia, for our listeners who are wanting to know a little bit more about Penhill, do you have a Facebook page, a website? Where can they go?
Yes, absolutely. The information is all on our website. It's penhill.co.za. And then our social media icons and handles are also on there, which we keep updated all the time. So, yeah, otherwise, they can contact us directly on 072-201-8664. Or if they'd like to contact reservations, it's 078-800 5155 or info@penhill.co.za.
That sounds wonderful, Saskia. Thank you for sharing some of the charm of Penhill with us. We are looking forward to coming and experiencing it ourselves. And certainly for those in the month of love who are looking for options and
Absolutely.
little escapes, it's the perfect time to be telling people about all the romance and all the opportunities
Definitely.
to engage with each other and do a journey to self.
Yes,
At the Hill
absolutely.
Farm. So lots of opportunities and lots of amazing ways to experience it.
And I think getting out into the country is a really great way of doing that, away from the city noise and the hustle and bustle. And we look forward to seeing you on Sunday.